Can you pass me the salad bowl?
Yeah. Here you go.
Thanks. I take the now empty salad bowl and place it into the dishwasher.
Thanks for dinner tonight.
I told you.
Home date nights is where it's at.
Yeah. A good home-cooked meal beats an overpriced morsel on a tiny dish any day of the week.
There was more than a morsel.
But it was overpriced.
Okay. I can't argue with you on that.
You hand me our mugs and wine glasses, and I roll the shelves back into the dishwasher. Don't get me wrong. I love going out for date night, but this is nice. Just us. Staying in with a home-cooked meal. Making something we both know we'll enjoy, and we can just cuddle up on the couch straight after.
No getting stuck in the gridlock traffic and missing our reservation, like when we tried with that sushi restaurant last week.
You're a homebody, through and through. You're more than happy to just keep things simple. I really love that about you.
Especially in the colder months.
You grow out your stubble into a well-trimmed beard and fish out the cozy sweaters and plaid shirts the second the leaves start to change color.
I like to tease you about it, telling everyone that you're going into hibernation with the way you hunker down for the winter.
I feel your hands slide around my waist and you wrap your arms around me from behind. This is nice. I relax against you, letting myself sink back against your chest, letting your warmth envelop me. Your lips trace over my skin, pressing kisses from my temple, down my cheek, my neck, and along my shoulder.
Leave them.
You know what I'm like when I'm leaving dishes.
Oh, I'm sure leaving a few plates in the sink will be just fine.
You cup my jaw and tilt my chin up, capturing my lips in a sweet, heated kiss.
Someone's touchy-feely tonight.
Physical touch is my love language. What can I say?
Okay, lover boy. Dishes, then fun. Deal?
Okay.
I bend over, pressing my ass against your hips as I close the door to the dishwasher and set it on its wash cycle.
Not deliberate at all, of course.
Your hands skim over my hips.
Nice view.
Oh?
What? I'm just admiring your exceptional organizing.
I turn around and match the mischievous glint in your eyes with my own, sliding my hands up your plaid shirt and over your shoulders. Really?
Oh, yeah, it was really educational.
You snake your arms around my waist, pulling me into you. You smell so good.
You've brought out your fancy cologne for tonight, I see.
I love this. Just having these playful little moments together, to me. It's these little things that makes what we have so much more special.
You flash me that boyish grin and I feel my heart flutter, especially when your eyes flicker down my body and darken slightly.
Can I just say?
Yeah?
Aside from making an amazing dinner tonight.
Thank you.
You never said we were having a second dessert tonight, wearing my favorite dress on you.
You're so cheesy.
You love it.
You walk me back slightly until my hips press into the counter. You feel so good against me. So solid and warm. Your hands splay over my back, roaming up my spine and down my ass, giving it a soft squeeze. We begin to grapple at each other, our sensual, easy pace becoming more urgent. There's been this luscious tension between us all evening, Now it's building quickly, becoming even more pent up with this need we always seem to have for each other. Oh, you kiss down my neck and along my collarbone, your hands prowling over my ribs and in the dip of my waist. I arch into you, craning my neck back as you trail hot kisses up my throat.
I need you.
Here?
Right here. Right now.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.